88.1. I'm Tom Hall, and it's time now for Living Questions, our monthly series in which we examine the role of religion in the public sphere. We're producing this series in partnership with the Institute for Christian and Jewish Studies. Last month, I paid a visit to the Carmelite Monastery on Delaney Valley Road in Towson, where I spoke with Sister Constance Fitzgerald, who has been a Carmelite nun for 64 years. The community of Carmelites who live, work, and pray on their beautiful 26-acre campus have a lineage that extends back 225 years. Founded in 1790 in Charles County, this was the first community of religious women in the 13 colonies. Baltimore Carmel is celebrating their 225th anniversary with a number of events throughout the year, including a seminar that Sister Constance Fitzgerald will co-lead next month. We talked about the contemplative life of the Carmelites and how they balance the values of solitude and personal reflection with the values of community and engagement with the wider world. Sister Connie began by chronicling some of the rich history of the Carmelites in Maryland.
We are the oldest community of religious women in the 13 original colonies, and I believe that what's interesting to reflect on is that religious life for women began with contemplative life. We often think of more active ministries, but it did begin in 1790 at Port Tobacco in southern Maryland with contemplative nuns who were Americans. Differently, again, from many of the more active communities, our sisters came from the oldest families in southern Maryland who had come over on the Ark and the Dove or shortly thereafter. So from our very beginnings, we have been rooted in Maryland. And even though the sisters had gone to Europe and been educated, joined communities in the Low Countries in the middle of the 18th century, when these nuns came back, founding the Carmelites in America, they were Americans returning home.
And from Port Tobacco in Charles County, you eventually made your way to Baltimore and then eventually out here to Towson. How did that all transpire?
Well, we moved in 1831 when Charles County became pretty depressed and the nuns could no longer support themselves on the farm in southern Maryland. So they moved to Asquith Street in 1831 and conducted one of the first schools for young ladies in the country. We lived there for till 1873, moved to Caroline and Biddle Street, where many older Catholics would remember coming to the monastery. And in 1961, we moved out to Delaney Valley to this beautiful property where we are now.
Yes, it is a beautiful property indeed. Let's talk a little bit about what this notion of a contemplative life is. We live in such a hyper-connected world. You know, with the internet, there are folks who are literally connected to what's going on 24/7. You write on your website, and I've seen the Carmelite experience described as hermits in community. What does that mean?
Well, actually, being hermits in community is specifically Carmelite. It grows out of our origins on Mount Carmel in Palestine, but modern-day Israel. So, and we were founded initially as hermits. When St. Teresa reformed the order in the 16th century, she brought into it a more decisive community life. And so we do live lives which stress solitude and stress prayer and stress the eremitical or hermit dimension of life. In other words, solitude to be with God, solitude to seek intimacy with God. But on the other hand, it's very important for us to live together as friends, to cherish one another, and to live in a community where all are equal and all are taken care of, so to speak. So we have here a very strong community life. We are a multi-generational community stretching from 37 years old to 94.
How many Carmelite sisters are there currently? I know one of the tenets of the Carmelite order is that the communities not be larger than 21, I believe.
That's right.
How many do you have now, and why is there a limit of 21?
Well, we have 16 now. We just had a death, so we are now 16. When St. Teresa reformed the order in the 16th century, she felt that unless the community was small, that is, not exceeding, at first she thought 13, but later realized she needed more than that, so not exceeding 21, that was a group where all could really know one another. And I think it's important to realize that this community is not formed just for the consolation of those who live in it. The community is strong, and the community is emphasized, and the love that binds people together is emphasized, because we really believe that this has an effect on the world, that whether one projects goodness and love and friendship onto the currents of human consciousness, or whether one projects something less good, is important, and that this has an effect on the world.
So that's the value then of this of a contemplative life. You're literally projecting your intimacy with God, your friendship with God through Jesus, trying to project that on the world in a spiritual way. Is that a fair assessment?
That is fair. Yes, I think. And we understand this better today as we know more about human evolution and human energy and the human spirit. We realize that we can put on the currents of human consciousness goodness or evil. And we can actually, by our both union with one another, communion with one another, and also our communion with God, really have an effect in the world. It can have effect on the currents of human consciousness.
There are so many people, religious movements, both in and out of the Catholic, outside of the Catholic Church, that are much more activist, if you will, for lack of a better term. You know, they're running soup kitchens, and they're. How does the Carmelite life and the Carmelite philosophy fit into that broader picture of people, you know, sort of doing works in the community?
I think that's always a question that people ask us, and that we often ask ourselves. Many of the younger women who come and enter our communities come because, in the end, after having had careers as maybe nurses or physician's assistants or dentists or doctors or lawyers, and actually working with the poor, they come to the conclusion that they are going to be even more effective for those who are suffering by living a life of prayer, that their lives of reaching for, desiring communion with God will really have an effect in the world, and that by being people of peace, people desiring communion, that this will, in the end, influence the human spirit in a very, very profound way. And so they make a choice for a life like this with exactly that, those questions before them in relation to the poor or the soup kitchen or the city. And we pray every day for the city. I mean, we actually just sat, and we'd never do this, we sat glued to the TV when the riots were going on, just absolutely aching for the city.
On 88.1, I'm Tom Hall. I'm at the Carmelite Monastery in Towson with Sister Constance Fitzgerald, one of the members of the community of the Carmelite Sisters of Baltimore. You're listening to Living Questions, our monthly series on religion in the public sphere. Carmelites talk about achieving and working towards an intimacy with God, a friendship with Jesus. What does that mean to you as a person who's been in the Carmelite order for more than 50 years now?
That should be an easy question, Tom, but it never is. It never is an easy question. I think that our spirituality very deeply stresses intimacy with Christ. And we spend our lives striving to grow in the love of Christ and striving to take on a closer and closer identity with Christ. And as I'm talking about it now in some of the things that I'm teaching, I talk about growing into a new relational identity, which is the identity of Jesus Christ and his identity in relation to God, and actually becoming so, our lives so entwined with Christ, so connected, so intimately associated with him, that one really can't separate out who is Christ and who is me, and striving to live in that kind of deep intimacy that takes a lifetime and in which we never totally complete, I guess, until our death.
Sister Connie, it is always a great pleasure to be with you. Thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome, Tom. It's been good to be with you.
Sister Constance Fitzgerald is a former prioress and currently a formation director of the Carmelite Sisters of Baltimore. They were the first monastery of Carmelite nuns and the oldest community of religious women in the United States. This year, they are celebrating the 225th anniversary. 2015 is also the 500th anniversary of the birth of St. Teresa of Avila. They are celebrating these anniversaries here at their beautiful monastery on Delaney Valley Road in Towson with a number of events. The next one is next month on Saturday, September 19th. Sister Constance Fitzgerald will lead a seminar with the Jesuit priest, Father Brian McDermott. The seminar is entitled Teresian and Ignatian Spiritualities in Conversation. We've got a link to the details on our website, wypr.org/livingquestions. You've been listening to Living Questions, our monthly series on religion in the public sphere, produced by WYPR in partnership with the Institute for Christian and Jewish Studies. You can hear this and the other conversations in our Living Questions series when you visit our website. Again, come to wypr.org/livingquestions. Reporting from the Carmelite Monastery in Towson, I'm Tom Hall.